the Gosh Daniel podcast. The podcast where we make some very monstrous sounds.
No, you already failed, like, because you're using a stupid voice.
And
stupid face. Stupid, like, voice some, and stupid face.
Those are some of the monstrous sounds we make here because of monsters. Excuse me, hello. I'm Daniel, and this here, what's your name, sir?
My name is Bob.
Okay, and Bob is just, you know, he's the criticizer of the podcast, I think, and so...
Yeah, Daniel says something, I just say something negative about what Daniel said, not even relating to the actual topic, so...
Yeah, so, you know, we can always rely on Bob to set us straight, but anyways, we do make the monstrous sounds, and speaking of monstrousness, monstrosity, we're going to be talking about the Monsterverse in this episode. So,
What's that?
Basically, it's, you know how they made Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University? Basically, yeah, they're making, like, a sequel, and it's the Monsterverse. Okay. Exactly.
Oh, right. So is it like... So why is it called the Monsterverse? Is it like, do they go to space or something? Is that what it's...
Yeah. They explore the Monsterverse. They have these star-shaped monster things. It's imagination right there.
I wonder how many Star Wars references there'll be.
Of course. You gotta have the Star Wars references.
I
bet there'll
be... No, I mean, not only am I trying to relate this back to Star Wars like I always do, but Disney also likes to relate everything back to Star Wars now that they own it. So I was just wondering, you know, like, how many Star Wars references would we find in a movie like Monsterverse?
Yeah, I bet. In a movie like Monsterverse. No. Okay, we are joking. The Monsterverse...
I wasn't joking. I have no idea what this Monsterverse thing is. Daniel just said we're going to do a topic about the Monsterverse.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I figured it was pretty relevant considering Kong Skull Island was coming out. And so, you know,
that
in March...
really weird. That looked weird.
This month. Yeah.
Are you going to see it? Are you excited for it?
I'm excited for it. I'm probably going to see it. I really like the first trailer, actually, for it. And I thought it was cool. And so I'm excited about it.
Do you think it would be worth me going to see, too, and whatever?
It has such a good cast, okay? You have John Goodman, Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Hiddleston. It's good. It's good. I'm excited for it.
Okay.
And so I think that's why we should talk about it this episode. Because, okay, so how it works is... So there's Godzilla and... That was... I liked that. I thought that was a good movie. I mean, of course...
Wasn't that directed by Gareth Edwards?
Maybe. I think so.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
More
I didn't...
Star Wars reference. Yes.
I didn't fact check before the episode, but if you want to find a way to turn it into something Star Wars, then you do that.
All right. I'm going to look it up and see if it... To confirm it was Gareth Edwards, because I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay. Yeah, so it started with Godzilla, and I guess it's kind of smart of them to do this Monsterverse because, I mean, you know, how all the DCU and MCU, you know, they're doing that, and it's pretty successful. I mean, DCU is somewhere else right now, but we'll get to that later in another episode, maybe. So yeah, the Monster Universe, so it started with Godzilla, I guess, was technically the first one, and then Kong Skull Island is going to be the next one. And they're going to do, I think, two more after that. And I think that's all they have confirmed so far. And it's not like they're direct sequels or anything. They're not going to have any of the same characters. I mean, I don't think so. I don't know how far they'll connect them, really, these two movies at least. But I know that after this Kong Skull Island, they're going to be doing another Godzilla movie. And then they're going to be doing a... After that, they're going to be doing a Godzilla-verse Kong movie. And those seem pretty, it seems pretty cool. I mean, these are, this is all as of now so far, you know, things change, things could totally fail, things could do amazing, we don't know.
All right, I have some confirmation. It is, the 2014 one, was directed by Gareth Edwards.
Sweet. Cool. Coolio. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, 2014 was the first Godzilla. Yeah. Actually, I don't think you've seen the first Godzilla, have you?
I have not seen any Godzilla movies, any Kong movies. I have not seen anything at all.
Oh, my. Okay.
My entire life, Daniel.
You're just uneducated.
I might have seen, like, bits of the Peter Jackson. Wasn't there a Peter Jackson King Kong movie?
Yeah, wasn't that the one with Jack Black?
something. Like, I feel like I might have seen, like, a bit of that one or something like that. I haven't seen anything all the way through.
Yeah. I was really bored with that one, the Jack Black one. It was all over the place. And I thought it was really stupid. I mean, I know some people who liked it and enjoyed it, but, like, I just ended up fast-forwarding through the whole thing, and I know that probably isn't the best way to, you know, really be able to judge the movie, but I couldn't handle it. I didn't like it at all. So, that's why I'm excited for this other Kong movie, and hopefully it could redeem itself. And I'm pretty sure that didn't happen in the same universe. Like, that isn't a thing. The one with Jack Black isn't a part of this MonsterVerse. Oh, okay. I mean, at least that's what I've heard, so... So the Kong Skull Island is the next one, and the second movie in the MonsterVerse, I believe. It's coming out in March this month, I guess. So you haven't seen the first Godzilla, but I will say my impressions of it, because I thought it was really good. I did. Okay. I liked it a lot. The characters were okay. They did have some good development throughout, but it wasn't amazing in that terms, but it was just like, it was like, I don't know, I felt like Godzilla, the monster, had some great character development. It was hilarious, but it was true. I thought that, I don't know, the action was really good too, it was really good. I thought it was good. And I'm just really excited for the future of the MonsterVerse. So, you not really being informed, I guess, not really knowing much about it. What are your impressions of this happening?
When I first heard about it, the Godzilla movie back in, I guess, 2014 or whatever, I thought it would probably be stupid. And I heard, like, sort of mixed reviews at some of it. Like, some people said it was good and some people said it wasn't very good and whatever. And it made me sort of concerned for Rogue One. But when Rogue One came out, I was like, oh, I actually really like the way Gareth Edwards directs. So now I'm going back and thinking that movie might have probably been amazing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have no input about actually having seen any of these, but that's as far as I can go as saying, I like Gareth Edwards, so I bet it's great.
Yeah, that could be. And I haven't seen it in a little while. I think it's been a year or so, and, you know, opinions change, but if my memory serves correctly, I really enjoyed it. So that goes for the Godzilla movie. Will you be seeing Kong Skull Island or no?
I guess I probably will. If we want to talk about it here, then it's a good excuse. I'm not opposed to seeing it. I just don't really know if there'd be anyone I'd see it with. It'd probably just be me alone in a theater.
So sad.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure you could convince someone.
Since he's become a patron, me and Hunt the Bunt Gunter have, we've been good friends. Maybe I can hit him up. Maybe we'll go.
Yeah, I think we're serious, though, on our Patreon when we say you can, like, sign up to be our best friend. We're kind of serious. Like, if you
true.
We'll hang out.
I don't know too much about Myron, but Hunt the Bunt Gunter, he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and look up Hunt the Bunt Gunter Schmunter on Twitter. Follow him. Give him a follow. Yeah. Maybe follow us first, but we don't have any Twitter followers. But.
So moving on, though, about the MonsterVerse.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll go see it with Hunt the Bunt Gunter. Hunt, if you're listening to this, let's talk about it.
Fun, cool, exciting, just a blast. Not so much goes into it, really. The contrast between something like this, which is just a simple idea of planned out movies that, I mean, they have maybe some relation to each other in terms of the monsters, but I don't know how much they'll go into it with actually linking the movies together. And, like, with, like, these superhero universes, you know, it's pretty, like, all the movies are really well, like, determined as this is a sequel of this, and this movie needs to happen for this to be explained, and this, you know, all that stuff. So I don't know how much each movie is going to rely on each other in the MonsterVerse. I guess is where I'm thinking. So it depends. how they do it if for it to be a true success, and especially if hopefully the, all the movies are pretty good. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, I have absolutely zero opinions about this. To me, it sounds cool, and I like the fact that it's not something like it's trying to follow books or trying to follow comics. Like, it can do its own thing entirely and completely. So, like, I guess they wouldn't have to hit any specific story points. So it's like each director can have their own take and, like, completely and drastically sort of change the direction of the universe. I think that's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, with the MonsterVerse, there's not too much that goes into it, like I said, though. It's funny how, I don't know, it's funny how, like, I think it's good that another company or another, you know, universe, I guess, is being created, because some say that, you know, since superheroes are really the only big source of, like, universes in movies, like, some say that they should do, like, a Transformers and G.I. Joe and create that into a universe, and they make so much money, which I agree, I think would be great. But we also did have that video about how it can get annoying when all this universe building with movies and how they all have to be connected and none of them has, like, a ending.
I don't know. I think there's a difference between having shared universes and having, like, just a run-on. Mm-hmm. I guess, at least for me, I'm not sure about you, but my annoyance is mainly just with, like, a movie not being allowed to be its own movie because it has to make sure it ends in a specific way or it leads up to the next movie so people see that movie. That mm-hmm. when a movie is more concerned about you watching the next one than watching this one, that's when it gets annoying to me. But precisely. So far, the MonsterVerse seems like, oh, it's Godzilla. Oh, it's King Kong, and it's not like it's trying to be like, it's not like it's Kong, and it's marketed as Kong Part One, so that way you and it has a cliffhanger, so you have to see the second one. You know, mm-hmm. that's what annoys me, is that if you're trying to make it a sequel, like, these seem to be like their own separate movies that connect in interesting ways. That's more like, it's more like Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere, which is like a book series. Where he'll have, like, completely different worlds and completely different stories where he just tells his own story there, and he tells his own story in a different place with different characters, but, like, all of the planets and stuff like that are in the same universe and they eventually get tied together, but you don't need to know that they tie together to enjoy the stories.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, though. How sometimes, and I think that's exactly this, from what we have so far, which is not much, that what the MonsterVerse seems to be doing right so far with, cause like, I don't think that the movies are so reliant on the fact that it's a universe and it's just, they're separate movies, but all happen to be in the same world, you know, fictional world, I guess, is how they're doing it, which is smart. And I mean, I think even with like the superhero movies, they're doing that too, where it's like they have a plot and a story and it resolves, but there's still like other stuff on the bigger picture that they do to make you want to go see the other movies in the next, and you know, which I think isn't horrible because it doesn't get to that point where it's like, you know, oh, everything is reliant on the fact that it's a universe and nothing really ever gets concluded. Because they always seem to have like a plot for the movie and an overall plot for the universe that's a little bit smaller and we don't exactly see quite yet. So it doesn't matter all that much.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree that it's better than, I guess, for example, The Force Awakens, with that ending on a cliffhanger and mm-hmm. being marketed like solely with use of like Han Solo saying, "Chewie, we're home," and stuff like that. But I mean, that's not like an issue. That's just sort of annoying when they do that for everything and when they try to keep going with something that's already finished. But here's my gripe, is that the same thing sort of applies with Marvel. I mean, not entirely and not to the same extent, but it does, because you won't be able to exactly get what's going on in Thor Ragnarok have you not seen Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. You know? We don't know about that.
Well, Doctor Strange is just randomly going to be there, it sounds like. And you need to see that after credit scene. Well, you need to know who Doctor Strange is pretty well, so you might need to have seen his, like, you know, origin story. And then on top of that, you need to see that after credit scene, which is like where he's talking to Thor. And so that sort of thing is annoying, where it's not even like you need to have seen the last one in this series, but to understand this specific thing, you need to have watched a completely separate like movie with a completely separate characters, you know?
I honestly
completely separate cast of characters.
Yeah, it makes sense what you're saying, but I don't think we fully know that. I mean, the likelihood of that happening is probably a yes, but I think that, you know, Marvel's smart. They have their ways of introducing the other characters
here's a better example. What about Avengers? You need to have seen Captain America at the very least to understand Avengers. And you can't get around that. You have no idea. Like, the weird sort of exposition they do in Avengers with Captain America at the beginning sort of doesn't really make much sense unless you've seen Captain America. Like, it's just weird, and it doesn't work for, you know, you if you haven't seen it. That's what annoys me.
I mean, okay, that is true, but it all depends on how much background you want on your character, I guess. Because in some ways, with the Avengers movie, you don't, like, they introduce him, like, well, they don't just have him flying in and don't explain whatsoever. They do have a small explanation, and they do have that scene where Nick Fury walks into the gym or whatever, and he talks to Captain America. And so, yes, preferably, you'd probably want to have seen Captain America, but for you to enjoy the Avengers, you don't have, like, if for you to watch the Avengers and know what's going on, like, you don't have to see Captain America. You can still maybe, you can still understand that, oh, he's this guy that used to, in the past or whatever, used to have this accident or whatever. And I mean, I could see where you're coming from, though, like that you'd probably want to watch Captain America first, but it all depends on how I guess curious you are about it. So
no, I mean, I'm not saying that they shouldn't do anything like that at all. I'm just saying, like, I get annoyed when they do that in such a way that, like, I guess I wish they had more hint at it. A hint at his backstory, but, like, you know, sort of like a wink to the people who've seen it, rather than being, you know, for the mega blockbuster movie it really did sort of require, because there's a lot of stuff where they're asking him about the cube, and he's talking about you should have left it in the ocean, and, you know, all this stuff, and it gets a little bit weird. I just think they should have done it, like, if you're trying to market it to people who haven't even, like, seen the other ones, don't try to make the movie so that, like, you don't understand things that happen. Like, make it so, like, you get more out of it. Like, you always make fun of me for bringing it back to Star Wars, but I do that every 2 seconds. But, you know, like, in Rogue One, you understand Galen Erso's story entirely and completely with the exposition in the movie. Now, it's a lot cooler if you read Rogue One Catalyst, and that certainly made me enjoy the movie a lot more. But you don't need to have read that to understand his story. Captain America's story, you just don't understand at all. Unless you've seen Captain America. That's not a terrible thing, but when they sort of, like, you're interested in one movie, so you have to go see a bunch of other movies, it's sort of, in a way, for a lot of people, that's a lot of fun. But when you are making, like, 20 or 30 of them, and you just keep going with them, eventually, like, there's just going to be a point in which people can't jump on.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Actually, you know, you have a really good point there, though. That's kind of the whole dilemma, though, with universes. Now, I don't know if it's a dilemma. Actually, some people even prefer that. The fact that there's so many movies that you can watch and see it all come together. So I feel like it's all about a preference or, you know, because if you treat, I understand you can't exactly treat the Marvel Cinematic Universe as just they're each separate movies almost. And so it's just a really different way of thinking. And I could see, though, how, it would be, you know, tiring. It just goes back to the whole topic of universes and
I'm not saying, like, I don't enjoy that, 'cause I do. And I do think it's interesting, but, like, for people, say, like, 10 years down the line when they're still making them, who were, like, little kids are not even born yet at the time that the first ones were coming out, you know, like, they need to go back and they need to watch, like, 30 movies to get caught up. And not only would that be, like, sort of expensive, but it's also, like, nobody's going to want to do that much homework to get into it. And I guess that's a little bit of the difference with how Star Wars used to be and how Star Wars is now. Going back to Star Wars again, is that each one, it's at least it's in a trilogy where you don't entirely need to get everything else. I mean, The Force Awakens annoyed me because he did need to get everything else, but it was also, it sounds like for people who didn't really get Star Wars or, you know, haven't been alive for Star Wars coming out or have never seen a Star Wars movie, it worked well for them as a jumping off point. And I don't know, you need to have those every once in a while if you want to continue it on. Like, you need to sort of renew it by having something that's like a jumping on point, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I totally see that. And I think that's why, though, going back to Marvel, I feel like we're like, you're going back to Star Wars, I'm going back to Marvel over and over again. But, like, I think that's why they're going to reset the universe. I don't think they're going to keep it going for 10 more years. I think maybe, like in, like, maybe 8 more years, I think. Somewhere around then, maybe. I don't know, like, 5 to 8 years, I think, they'll reset it. Because we don't know what's going to happen after Infinity War, really, I guess. Good point.
Did you see the little, like, trailer thing that said, like, it's coming?
Yeah.
Wait, it was like filming it?
It was almost like a featurette type thing.
Yeah, that was interesting because, what's his name, who's playing Spider-Man?
Chris Pratt.
Had a really high-pitched voice.
Oh, yeah, Tom Holland, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was hilarious, because it was Iron Man, Tom Holland, and Chris Pratt were all just kind of standing next to each other in front of the green screen just talking. Yeah. Yep, that was funny.
No, I mean, like, great. I'd prefer to hear from these other two people, but considering as how they're, like, actually sort of interesting people or... it's true. It's true, let's just be honest.
Yeah. All right,
it's that time of the podcast again where I'm randomly angry for no reason and I start being a jerk to some specific thing or to some specific person. And I'm calling you out, Tom Holland. You drive me nuts. Just let Chris Pratt talk every once in a while. People actually like him.
Tweet at us the hashtag BobVTom, please.
Oh my gosh, yes. If you tweet at the Gosh Daniel Pod, hashtag Bob versus Tom, then you are an honorary patron and you will get your name read off at the beginning of the episode.
Oh!
At the beginning of the next episode.
All right. Well, we'll just have to check our Twitter then.
Yep. Well, we usually don't have to check our Twitter because nobody tweets us. But maybe people have been tweeting us this whole time and we just haven't checked our Twitter.
That's true. We should probably check that, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should.
All right, I think,
I guess we should go do that now.
Yeah. Are we going to conclude with this MonsterVerse bunny trail thing that is an episode of the Gosh Dana podcast?
Yeah. To conclude, I think what the MonsterVerse is doing is a lot more interesting in terms of using a shared universe that you don't have to see every other movie, and it's not just like a trilogy that turns into like a billion movies, but it's like each one is its own story about something else, and then eventually they collide. But I think it's a more interesting thing, and I'm a little bit fatigued with shared universes, but I'm really excited for this one. So
cool.
I'll follow it, but I mean I'm not particularly interested in seeing Kong Skull Island, but I like the idea and I like where they're going with it, so yeah, I'll see it.
Now you have to watch Godzilla, though.
Yeah, I actually do really want to watch that, though, because I really like Gareth Edwards.
Yeah, we know you do.
I really do. He's amazing.
All right, well, I guess that concludes this episode, a shorter episode this week, I guess. But tune in next week for another episode. We'll be
Socials.
Oh, socials. Okay. If you're listening on iTunes, then we're on YouTube. But if you're listening on YouTube, then we're on iTunes. So that's cool.
And if you're listening on Stitcher, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Because I mean, we're on two bigger platforms, so maybe you just think you're really hipster by using Stitcher or something. But you know, maybe you want to try out there's this thing called iTunes, which is where most podcasts are hosted, and there's another thing called YouTube, which is where everything else is hosted.
Truth.
So you can also check either one of those.
You can also find us on Twitter, right? At the Gosh Daniel Pod, which at, is where you not, shall be tweeting.
It's not the Gosh Daniel Pod. It's at Gosh Daniel Pod.
I don't even know our own
He doesn't
handle.
Know. You've probably been saying that every episode, and I haven't corrected you, and that's why nobody tweets this.
Oh, my. You're right. That's why. Yeah, okay, well, I figured we need to clear out. The air. We're going right, to clear
well,
this
we're
up.
We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/GoshDaniel.
Fun.
All right. No spaces or anything. It's just Gosh Daniel, one word.
And we've already shouted out our Patreons, but just for clarification, Myron.
Space. Myron Smythe. Oh. Wait, sorry. Myron Smith. I'm sorry. Her name's like a tongue twister. So Myron Smith and Hunt the Bunk Gunter Schmunter both give us $1 a month. Very, very generous. Mm. You know, every month we can now go get a pack of gum. And that really means a lot.
That's two. We can get two things from the dollar store now.
We can get two things from the dollar store now. Or one each.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Usually we have to fight over that $1.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Struggles are real. Well, anyways, one final thank you. Thank you for listening and bearing through this amazing conversation that was the Gosh Daniel Podcast. And we'll be seeing you next time.
I don't have an applause sound effect, so I'm just going to do this.
Ooh, yeah.
See, that was you guys. And if you weren't clapping, I'm sad. But I bet you guys were clapping because this was an amazing one. We didn't talk about the MonsterVerse at all. However, you know, we had some interesting shared universe convos, which, you know, we always have.
Yep.
But yeah, that's the end of the episode. Daniel tried to end it, and I'm going to end it instead. So, you know, you've had a fun time, but go away now. You procrastinated.
Be free.
Okay. Go away. Bye.